Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
You.
Birthday to Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, born September 7th, 1951. That's Time the Avenger on Shiro's Radio. Plus something new from Indigo D'Souza, Heartthrob, off her latest album called Precipice. With that, I welcome you to the Shiro's Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always, as together we'll turn up the volume of women and non-binary voices in song and conversation. But before we get into what's coming up this hour, I've got big news to share. Shiro's has partnered with the nonprofit AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio. That gives Shiro's the ability to accept tax-deductible donations and also to apply for grants. Like everyone in the public radio and audio sphere, Shiro's is in critical need of your support, and we've just kicked off our very first fundraising campaign. You can text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through AIR, or visit shirosradio.com for more info. Thank you in advance for supporting independent, feminine, queer-produced radio and conversations like the one that you're about to hear later this hour with the Australian band Folk Bitch Trio, talking about their full-length debut album, Now Would Be a Good Time. So that's coming up in the second part of the show. Hope that you can stay with us. In the meantime, it's on to a track by the Cranberries to mark what would have been Dolores O'Riordan's 54th birthday.
Hold me when I was out there.
Samia and Spine Oil on She Rose Radio from her 2025 third album, Bloodless, and the Cranberries with Ode to My Family, marking the late, great Dolores O'Riordan's birthday on September 6th. I'm Carmel Holt. Don't go anywhere because this week we welcome Australian band Folk Bitch Trio to the She Rose Spotlight for a fantastic conversation and celebration of their debut album, Now Would Be a Good Time. That's coming up after the break. Please stay with us.
This is People Powered Radio KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We'll get you right back to more from She Rose Radio. We receive support from ICTV, connecting, informing, and empowering the community through diverse media. Learn more at watchictv.org. Now, a message paid for by the Minnesota Department of Health. Sometimes you just need to talk about it, but it can be hard to find someone who really listens. That's why there is 988, with support that meets you where you are, confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org. This weekend on Stay Human, it's the Sunrise Edition with stories from early risers, John Latimer on pre-dawn action, Rich McClear from the Land of the Rising Sun, and Michael Goldberg stays up all night for the rosy pink fingers of dawn. It's our weekly mix of words and music, Saturday mornings at 9 and Sundays at 5 p.m. Now back to She Rose Radio.
You're listening to She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. Typically, when I record She Rose interviews, they're over Zoom, which is great. This gives us the ability to talk with people all over the country and even all over the world. But every so often, I get lucky, and I get together in a room with my guest to chat, and it reminds me of how important it is to be together in real life. I am so happy that today's conversation was recorded in studio. Thanks to my home station, Radio Kingston in Kingston, New York, for that, because the three members of Australian band Folk Bitch Trio are so fun to talk to, and it allowed us to really capture the energy of their razor-sharp wit, their intelligence, their insights, open-heartedness, and their obvious deep connection as a band of super talented musicians and old friends. Hailing from Melbourne, Australia, Heidi Peverell, Jeannie Pilkington, and Gracie Sinclair have known each other since high school, and they first started singing together 5 years ago, and their full-length debut, Now Would Be a Good Time, arrived this year in July. I caught up with Heidi, Jeannie, and Gracie as they were coming through on tour. I am so thrilled to welcome Folk Bitch Trio this week to the She Rose Spotlight. Welcome. I am so thrilled to have you here. I would love to just start with the origin story. How did you all meet?
Well,
in stereo.
We've been friends since we started high school, which in Australia you start when you're 12, 13. And then once we finished school, we just sort of casually transitioned into not just hanging out, but singing together. And I said, we should start a Folk Bitch Trio. And we did. That's pretty much the origin story. It's not very interesting. It was very organic and happened quite quickly and quite naturally.
Mm. Our high school was kind of musical and arty. So okay. We all kind of sung together at points in different vocal groups and that kind of thing. So we knew that we could all sing. So it wasn't a huge shock, but we hadn't sung in this configuration before, like just the three of us. There was usually like at least, I want to say like two or three more people involved.
Yeah, like we all did choir. We had a really good singing program and good head of singing at our high school. Jeannie and I both did vocal group music secretly.
Pretty nerdy.
Jazz gives you incredibly good nerdy technical skills for locking in. But Jeans and Hides were like way ahead of me when it came to like naturally harmonizing.
So individually, how did you all come to music?
Oh, like deep, probably in infancy, I'd say maybe for all of us.
Maybe in utero.
Yeah, since I was a child, really resonated with singers and pop stars and just made me feel something for sure.
How about you, Heidi?
Yeah, same thing. It always just felt like it had to be there. And my dad was singing all the time and has a beautiful singing voice. And my mum and my sibling and I would all be singing all the time. So that was always there, which was nice. And then it just felt like omnipresent throughout my adolescence and teen years.
How about you?
I'm an only child and I have two single parents since I was one or something like that. So I spent just a lot of time by myself as a kid, staring at my Converse, listening to Beatles records and stuff, and just being like, this is my favorite thing. And like not really growing up with a lot of stuff. And when you're by yourself, you know, that's when you reflect, that's when you're emotional, that's when you're tapping into yourself. So like, I think I was just like, wow, this is when I'm most tapped in and I'm like dreaming and it's my favorite form of entertainment. And then like also, like I grew up watching Rocky Horror and the Blues Brothers and just being like, this is the best. And then watching other people like around me who could play instruments, and like when I got to high school, like the kids who could play, like I was like, that's the coolest thing, but was always singing. I think I just found it the most touching thing, and I spent every minute that I could singing, like trying to be good. I don't think I was naturally a good singer. Like I think I just did it a lot. Singing at home with your parents, like my mom and dad are like both blue collar people, but they'll like walk around and sing, be silly and sing, be beautiful and sing. Like that's like, if music is in your home, then like you can do it. And it's like a no pressure thing. It's just part of your life.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's interesting to think about how the three of you had individually different experiences of what that was like when you were kids in your house, like it being a solo thing for you, Gracie, Heidi, with your siblings.
We were singing, we were dancing around, like we had, so like, what were they called? So Fresh CD.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were just like
an
music
Australian like compilation of like the hits. And it was, you know, before the days of easily accessing music online, it was like you would have the So Fresh CD of the season. So they had like summer and then winter and then spring. And it would just be
DVDs
like the greatest hits.
Well.
And then they would have DVDs with the videos.
And those
it was
were great.
Awesome. Like that was how like I consumed music and like we consumed music as like kids in the early 2000s in Australia.
Those were like,
it was really dope. So good.
Yeah. See, that's crazy to hear because I would think you all are in your 20s.
Yeah. We're like, all 23.
Okay. And I'm like, CDs? Really? You had CDs? I feel like that's so old-timey.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
we're like the last year of kids whose baby photos are taken on film. Like my childhood photos go digital about like five.
That's so funny. I've never thought about that.
Wow, that's wild.
We all had like iPods, but that was probably at the age of like eight. But yeah, I was still watching Bob the Builder on the VCR. I guess we came at an interesting turn in technology.
This is awesome. I love hearing this whole backstory because it's
very deep into childhood, right?
Because it's setting the stage for who you are now and how the three of you intersect, and also like that special sauce that makes you you and not, you know, fill in the blank three-part harmony group, which I'm sure you're getting a lot of comparisons and we can talk about that too. But why don't we go to a song here? If I was introducing you to somebody who had never heard you before, what song would you say, oh, play them this song first? This will be the one that kind of encapsulates who we are.
We write individually and we sing lead individually. So, you know, it's hard to do an intro to FBT without picking three.
Okay. Mm. How about I frame this a different way?
Okay.
We're going to pick a song from each of you to focus on.
Okay.
All right. So since you're the furthest to my right, Gracie, why don't we start with one of yours?
I would say Analog, and it's not from the record, but I'd say like as an intro to FBT, I think that's kind of interesting because we were quite young when
that's
we recorded
true.
That. And I still like that song because I wrote it when I was 19 and there's still something about it that like I like the lyrics and I am impressed with my 19-year-old self that I can still connect to them even if I find it a little bit corny, even if it is old. I still think they have some integrity and I like it.
Nice.
So that one.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Don't be afraid of what might hurt. Don't take it lightly if you want to see it work. And don't be a fool when love is new. I want to see you again. I don't want to be your friend. Don't say a word if you want it to come true. Oh, keep your mouth shut. Just hope it happens to you. Time will take your mother. Turn her to another. It's all right with me. I don't love
what you take is not always what you're getting. What you say is not always what you're stressing. How you love is not always an analog. So keep on dreaming of the ways you get it wrong again, my love.
That's Analog from Folk Bitch Trio, our guest today on She Rose. I'm Carmel Holt. We have Heidi, Jeannie, and Gracie here. The debut album is called Now Would Be a Good Time, but that predates the debut album.
That's the second single we put out ever. And it was the first song that I ever wrote.
Wow.
Ever?
First song I ever finished.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know that.
When you bring a song to the band, how does that feel? And how does that come together with the three of you?
Feels scary.
It does actually feel scary.
Feels even good if you know you've got something good under your belt.
It feels good. It feels exciting, you know, because it's so fun thinking about these songs that have now been like tracked and cut onto vinyl and put into the world. And then thinking about like the first time we played them to each other. It's fun to think, you know, when we're singing a song for each other, like a song could have a life after this. That's always fun. But it is scary. Like we do value each other's opinions a lot. And even though we don't really hold anything back from each other and feel very close and comfortable, it is still nerve-wracking. I think because of that, because we know that if it's not good, you're going to hear about it.
Well, you're not going to hear anything. You're just going to be like,
that was nice. That was nice, yeah.
No, I think we're pretty honest. Like, I think we're not avoidant in that way.
And I think, like, we can also use our own judgment of whether a song's good enough to actually get to that stage.
But, like, you know, I feel like I showed you guys a song not that long ago that I was like, I know that this is not it, but, like, I haven't shown you a song in so long, so let me just show you what I'm, like, working on. And I was like, it sounds like all of these other songs, sounds like I'm ripping off a bunch of people, but it's fun to play, so I just want to, like, play it for you. And that was fun, but it's still nerve-wracking because I was like, you know, what if they rip me to shreds, which has never happened before.
No.
I think the harshest we have been with each other is, like, it's not your best work.
It's not your best work. Let's workshop it together.
yeah.
That's very caring. That's very diplomatic. Yeah.
In the other case, it's like, oh, I got this. It's not real.
That's
it's
usually
not
how it goes.
And then
that's usually your attitude. Yeah. Then you show us a song and we're like, hang on.
That's really good.
That's going to be a hit.
That's a hit.
And usually, like, we're right.
Yeah. So there's that too.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of the time, you know, I'll speak personally. Jeannie or Heidi will bring a song in and I'll be like, oh my God, that's good. Thank God. You guys are my favorite songwriters. That's, you know, and, you know, is that because we're from the such a similar bubble of such similar musical interests that I'm like, oh, I see all the different colors that are coming in from our surroundings. And I just find it so fascinating that that's how they've expressed themselves and manifested in this song. And I just love that. And that's so inspiring to me. And it's just really fun to get to work on songs together and inspiring and cool.
Sounds like you all had a very supportive environment, both in your family and in your school and your upbringing and your surroundings. What has been your experience so far making music, performing music, quote unquote, doing music, putting the lens of gender on it?
I mean,
yeah, like, interesting.
Very interesting. I think touring is a big one, and touring in more like niche or rural places in the world has definitely been an interesting experience for us, because we did start touring really young and we did a lot of touring in regional Australia when we were only 21, 22, and that was very vulnerable. And, you know, we bear quite a lot on stage. We sing a lot about sex and we sing a lot about dark honesty and, like, queer experiences, and that can feel very scary sometimes, you know, when we're even right now, like, we're touring through the States and, like, smaller communities, and we don't really know how it's going to be taken most of the time, and we don't have control over it. And that does feel very vulnerable as young femme people. But it also feels like, you know, such a power as well in so many ways. And we've met so many, like, incredibly encouraging and inspiring women. And we've talked a lot about people that we saw play early on that introduced the idea of, like, holding your own as a front woman, being a good guitarist and a great songwriter, and how special that is to give that to other femme people. Like, meeting people at our shows that remind us of how we were when we started the band when we were 17. It's just, like, such a gift to be able to provide that to other people, and so crazy to us that we would be some 17-year-old girl's favorite band. Like, that is so lit to us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But it's, yeah, it's challenging at times for sure. And I think that like any woman or like femme, queer person, like just any kind of minority in the music industry, like you feel that. And in any kind of entertainment industry, you definitely feel like there's more pressure and there's kind of more responsibility and you're sexualized and you're belittled a lot. Like, you know, even at like shows that we've been on in this tour, like there are still men who, like every show, like, and sometimes there's just like an air.
Yeah, people who think that they can touch you.
Yes, yes.
People who think that they can, that people just will say things to you that they would obviously never say to a man or a male artist.
Being spoken down to, it's just kind of like a something that we're unfortunately really good at dealing with because even, it happens so much.
Even industry professionals will be like, no, I'm going to give you a hug instead of like, I'm going to shake your hand.
Yeah.
I'm not actually going to give you a hug. I'm here to do my job. I'm a professional just like you. Yeah. And just because I'm a girl or, you know, a young femme doesn't mean I'm not just as professional as you. Just because I like want to be pretty on stage and like I have fun doing that doesn't mean that I'm not here to do a professional job. I think most of the time I just feel so incredibly frustrated that it even has to be a lens that we're viewed through.
Yeah.
I know that's like, nothing that we can escape, but it's like, we're not a femme band.
No, and
we're
I think that
we're a band of songwriters. I'm not a female songwriter.
Yeah.
Oof,
Everything that is happening to us as well at the moment, I think that if we were like a male band, people would view it as like cool and rock and like we are succeeding in the industry, and yet we perpetually feel like we are being viewed like our band is just so cute and we are just such good friends. And, you know, we got this review that we were reading that we were like asked to share. I was like, I'm not sharing this because we were referred to as a female trio, which just feels like clinical and weird. But just the way it was worded was just like so hyper fixated on the intimacy we share with each other and in our friendship. And it was like we were joking that it was literally written like they were thinking about us going after the show and having a little sleepover and a pillow fight.
Yeah. And in like, our pajama shorts.
Like that's just how we feel like we get viewed. And it's so frustrating because like we take this seriously and we're doing a good job. And yet it's still just like cute little angels, which I just don't think that we'd get if we were men.
That's just unfortunately the way that it is.
Yeah, there's nothing we can really do about
it. It's just annoying.
It's just annoying.
And it's just something that we're navigating. Just like
we're not going to change anything. So really more or less there's nothing we can do about what these ignorant people think about our music. It's obviously not who we're making the music for. So it's kind of just neither here nor there. It just sucks that we have to work with them sometimes, which is why, the goal and the dream is to get full control of your career and your team and have people work for you that respect you for the music you make.
Absolutely. I mean, thank you for doing my job for me. You just like hit on almost every point that we were going to talk about. But yeah, I mean, I think it's like, yes, there's nothing that you can do about it. But part of the reason why I created this space is I think that it's really important to communicate to listeners, to fans, to whomever will listen, that this is still the way that things are and that this is what's going on behind the veneer. It doesn't mean that it negates all the success and all the fun and everything that you're having
at all.
And like, I won't not mention the things that have happened to us. And I think that we expect really the bare minimum, but we also have to acknowledge that we are in a lot of ways lucky to be doing this in the 2020s. And like, my mom was a guitarist in the 80s and no one took her seriously. And she has horror stories from guitar shops and shows where she was just not respected for the great guitarist she is. And like, it's important that people still realize that just because things are great for us, it's still happening. Yeah.
I'd love to get to another song here maybe Heidi, since you're the next over from the right.
I'm going to choose Foreign Bird because I feel like it's kind of an underrated song on the record and it's personally,
it's a deep cut.
It's my favorite song to play. Jeannie wrote it and I don't know, I just really like it as a song. It
brings the drama.
It brings the drama and it just like opens up and I feel like I can see it in a visual kind of way. And yeah, it's my favorite song to play and I think it's my favorite on the record.
Hey, Jeannie, since you wrote it, do you want to set it up maybe lyrically?
Lyrically? Yeah. I mean, the album title came from this song. Now Would Be a Good Time. The full line is Now Would Be a Good Time to Have a Shotgun, talking about Indian minor birds, a real pest in Australia. But yeah, it's just a song about trying to take control of your life and realize why you're doing things. And I don't know, being a bit of a rat bag and leading people on. And yeah, I don't know. There's a lot in this song. I wrote it over kind of a, how I usually do in one big kind of vomit, as it usually happens, but written about sort of a long period of time, lots of pining. A little bit of it was written on like this cliffside in Western Australia in Fremantle. It's really beautiful, but there's really bad bull sharks in that water. And I saw people jumping in and I was like, that's crazy. Anyway, that's a little bit of what's in there.
Staring down a foreign bird, saying now would be a good time to have a shotgun. And I believe the things you've heard. Listen to you careful, I know. I could love it better if I were a better girl. I could love it better. Ah,
that's Foreign Bird, Folk Bitch Trio, our guest today on Shiro's. Now Would Be a Good Time is the name of the debut. We have Heidi, Jeannie, and Gracie here with us in studio, and I'm Carmel Holt. So we were getting kind of the broad overview, thank you again for that, about gender and music as experienced by the three of you. Before we wrap up and choose a song to go out with, I close every episode handing my guests a Shiro's magic wand. And so I guess I have three today.
Really?
Each of you get a wish. Now, each of you hold a Shiro's magic wand. And with this wand, you can change anything in the music industry for women, non-binary, queer, BIPOC folks, anyone who doesn't have an equal platform, an equal say. Given all the things that we've talked about today.
Oh, my God.
What would you change? First wave of the wand. First thought, best thought.
Okay, first thought, best thought. I wish for the veil of patriarchy that should not exist, that separates us and everything that comes with that, to be dissolved.
Wow, this is just, it's just like hard to even,
hate it.
Like, because it, whether we like it or not, it's so intrinsically a part of everyone. It's there. And like imagining it not being there, it's just like,
It's overwhelming.
I'm overwhelmed. I can't wish anything. I'm overwhelmed.
There's so many things that I would like to see changed, but the idea of like having quotas and like compulsory things where women need to be involved, like that doesn't feel like the answer, like to be taken seriously because like they have to. So I don't know. And I would also like to think that, you know, nothing needs to change and we can be as successful as we would be if we were men, and that goes for every other woman. I guess that's what I would like to change, that just it isn't a thought, you know. It's the lived experience is still unique and nuanced and like the beautiful thing it is to exist as a femme person, but it holds no kind of obstacles. That'd be nice. But I can't think of something to change, you know. I'd love to see festivals where there's at least three female headliners, but I don't want to see festivals that are
filling a quota for women.
Yeah. Right. Like I don't want to see festivals that are just for women or just female artists, because like I want like women and femme people to be able to exist in the same spaces, not for any reason other than they're just making music that's just as good.
Heidi?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm on the same page with these guys. Oh God. I don't think I have an answer, and I'm really sorry. I can't do the full wand thing. Because yeah, it's like the small things, the like,
good luck to all bands.
Yeah, good luck to all bands. I don't know. Like, it's just like, yeah, of course, equal pay in the industry as well. That's so basic, but like, that's not there, I feel like.
Well, I'm just going to say, may it be so.
May it be so.
Thank you for being with us. Who gets the last pick? Oh, Jeannie, I think it's down to you.
Well, I'm going to pick a song to go out on. Let's Go, Sarah.
Yes.
A deep cut from the record, a beautiful song that was really hard for us to get right in the studio, but I now love it. And it just feels right for this moment, you know? Let's Go, Sarah.
How love's fallen
so far away, my dear. Can't hear over the screams and tears. So I'll stay back while I figure all this out. My mind keeps wandering and I'm down.
Thanks to Jeannie, Heidi, Gracie. Thank you for being with us on She Rose. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Massive thanks to Folk Bitch Trio for being with us. Their full-length debut, Now Would Be a Good Time, is out now on Jag Jaguar. Today's conversation was condensed and edited for broadcast. To hear the full interview, please download and subscribe to the She Rose podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Next, we close the hour with a brand new song by Alabama Shakes, and we wish Macy Gray a very happy birthday when She Rose Radio continues.
And your eyes, please tell me you might go and try.
Stepping away one more time from She Rose Radio here on KAXE, we'll get you right back to the program. Programming on KAXE is supported by the Bush Foundation, accepting applications for the 2026 Bush Fellowship September 2nd through noon on October 7th. The Bush Fellowship invests in leaders and their capacity to do more good. Up to 30 leaders receive $150,000 to support their leadership plan. Visit bushfoundation.org. And we also receive support from the state of Minnesota and from Timberlake Restaurant in Grand Rapids, featuring Martini Monday each week from 5 to 8 p.m. Information about this summer's Martini Monday music series is available at timberlakelodgehotel.com. Thank you for hanging out with us here at KEXC. I'm Malachi Coons. Right now, more from She Rose Radio.
It's She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. She Rose alum Brittany Howard is out on the road right now with her old band, Alabama Shakes, and they just put out their first new music in a decade. Check this out. This is called Another Life.
Most unusual subdued.
that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe, but we're not. I play it off by I'm dreaming of you, and I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye and I choke. I try to walk away and I stumble, though I try to hide it, it's clear my world crumbles when you are not near. Goodbye and I choke. I try to walk away and I stumble, though I try to hide it, it's clear my world crumbles when you are not near. I may appear to be free, but I'm just a prisoner of your love. And I may seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front.
Happy birthday to Macy Gray. She celebrates 58 trips around the sun this year on September 6th, going back to her 1999 debut on How Life Is. That's I Try on She Rose Radio. And a brand new one from Brittany Howard, back with her old band, Alabama Shakes, a track called Another Life. And that does it for this week's edition of She Rose Radio. Thanks as always for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. She Rose Radio is produced by me, is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the She Rose podcast and to our new YouTube channel, She Rose Productions. She Rose is 100% independent and is made possible through the support of our public radio affiliates and now listeners like you. Through a new partnership with nonprofit AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio, we have kicked off our very first fundraising campaign. Please support She Rose by texting She Rose to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through AIR or visit SheRoseRadio.com. Thank you for supporting independent, femme and queer-produced radio, and until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.